Welcome to the TNT EdTech Podcast. We know tech. We are your hosts.
I'm Scott, the teacher.
And I'm Matthew, the tech coach.
Welcome, everyone, to the TNT EdTech Podcast. I'm Scott Nunes, your host, with
Matthew Ketchum.
And today, we are talking about madness.
What kind of madness?
I'm asking you.
I'm mad for school. I'm mad for Flipgrid. Flipgrid madness.
Yeah, some March madness in the EdTech world. There's a lot of good stuff right now. And what I like best about it is it's not like another Zoom call, right? Another meeting, another PD at the end of the day. It's something fun. And whether you are a content creator or a consumer, there's something for you. And what I love about these items are there are things you can use today or tomorrow. You could take a look tonight at these tools, at these items, these little twists with familiar ed tech tools that we have in store for you tonight. And you can use them tomorrow. You can use them next week. And you can even put your own twist. In fact, that's your mission. Leave with your own twist and then let us know on social media what you decide to do with these tools. So I'm going to share my screen here.
Yeah, within what, Scott? Like a minute or two, you learn a new tip?
Yeah. We're just going to jam through. So not a super long episode tonight. We're just going to get right into it and share these out. So I'm going to make this full screen here. And right here up on Twitter, we have Kyle Nemus, friend of the podcast, co-creator and founder of the tool Classroom Q, which I used a lot last year when I was in the classroom. I love it. I think it has lots of potential. Catelyn Tucker agrees. So does Jennifer Gonzalez. So, hey, if those two queens of ed tech agree with me, I feel like that's a great tool. And Kyle has like floored me with the response he's gotten on these tools. So in traditional March Madness fashion, which focuses on about 64 college teams coming down to like just one, right? And it's super engaging. I don't even really care for college basketball. Please don't hurt me over that. All of our listeners, but I do get into March Madness, and so I'm so happy that there are some cool EdTech March Madness things going on, and Kyle Nemus, you know, is a great place to start. He's put forward all these apps. Which ones are your favorite, Matthew? Let's talk about the beginning. What did you pick, and what do you think is going to make it to the finals here? You're muted, FYI. Heads up.
Thank you, Scott.
There we go.
Are we talking about the bracket of Flipgrid and what was it? Quizzes? Those
yeah. Quiz? No. I'll share it on the screen again. Let's see if it'll show you. There we go.
So any of them on the left or any of them on the right?
Yeah. Like, what would you pick for each one? Like, what did you want between Edpuzzle and Insert Learning? Let's start there on the right side. Which would you have picked?
Edpuzzle.
Yeah. And then, yeah, that was mine too, I'd say. And okay. What about for the next one? Formative and Moat.
Yeah, that's interesting. I really like the audio feedback idea. I think I'm going with Moat.
Okay. And then what about Screencastify and Wii Video? I think a lot of people, I mean, it didn't end up winning, but I know a lot of people were jumping in the comments saying Moat should have won. What about Wii Video, Screencastify?
So this is interesting. Wii Video just came out with a Chrome extension that does screencasting now. So
that's pretty cool.
I don't know if they were new that or when they were comparing. I would go with Wii Video just because you can do even more edits than you can in Screencastify.
Yeah, I would say, you know, one of my top three F words comes into play here, and that's free, right? Okay. Screencastify, there are some paid features, if I'm not mistaken, but for the free option, you get a lot. So I think instinctually, the first thing educators gravitate towards is something free or something that's paid for by the district. So if they don't have a license for WeVideo, in my opinion, the free version is still kind of weak. You're really limited. So I
personally would have done Screencastify versus Loom.
Right. Yeah. I definitely want to come back to that one. I did pick WeVideo for this, though.
Oh, you did?
As well. Yeah, that was my pick. And then I think, you know, what I would have picked between Nearpod and Pear Deck. Yeah, both great tools.
We did a battle earlier on this and you know, I will have to say Nearpod has these additional bundles for like digital citizenship and SEL that are incredible.
Yeah. What would you say with these final four that are left? So we got Flipgrid and quizzes. What would you pick there?
Oh my God. I would go Flipgrid just because content creation with it, student creation, communication. There's so many 21st century skills, so many ISTE standards there with that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And then what about Edpuzzle and Nearpod?
Nearpod has a video editing kind of feature like Edpuzzle does, plus more. So I guess I'd go with Nearpod. Flipgrid versus Nearpod, I think I would have.
Yeah, that would be my pick. And overall, which one would you say and why?
I would say Flipgrid, just the student engagement of them creating. Nearpod, they can be, I guess, a consumer of it and engage with it. But Flipgrid, they can actually create them, and it's their own voice. I would pick Flipgrid.
Yeah. The thing I like about Flipgrid is that it's so easy to use. Like I really like Nearpod, and that's one of my go-tos. It's one of my all-in-ones. I would say it's probably in my top three tools that I use all the time and pretty much every day. I would say I use PowerPoint or kind of like the Microsoft Creative Suite. I've kind of gone over to that side, especially with being in MIE. I just keep learning about all these new features, and Mike Tholfsen is great with his little quick tips and showing these quick gifs of how to do new things. Like I just learned like this new zoom in mode, and I'm always advocating for the AI feature in PowerPoint. I think it's so much better than the one embedded in Google. Google's got to step it up there. That's one of the key reasons why I switched, is because, hey, I don't have to really ideate so much on the graphics and get hung up. I can generate solid graphics with the AI, and it does a really good job from a design perspective, and it helps me kind of ideate too when I'm feeling a little stuck. I would like some ideas like that as a future tool for when I write. Like, here are some suggestions, and you kind of choose, you know, maybe there are 10, 20 options and you can scroll for more, and the AI kind of helps you ideate when you have some writer's block. I think that would be a cool thing. But free again, just all the way. Flipgrid is 100% free.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. And you can go through your PowerPoint or your Google slide in a Flipgrid video. And what I really like about it too is it forces you to be concise. There's that time limit of 10 minutes. I know you may want to do a little bit more, but then there's other tools for that, right? Going back to PowerPoint, I like that you can screen record in PowerPoint for an elongated time. I don't know what the max is. I think my max with screen recording is about 45 minutes, and PowerPoint held up.
Wow. That's incredible. And the other thing, like you were saying, that we've noticed, you know, even our own students using it, is that they'll practice because they have a chance not to submit it yet. They can rewatch it, but they're becoming masters of even the content they're sharing out, because they're redoing it to create a really good presentation because they know their peers will see it.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is great. So Scott, I like this idea. Is this something that we can do with TNT and our audience?
Yeah. So definitely shout out again to Kyle Nemeth. But one of the things that we talked a lot about last week when we introduced the start of this EdTech Madness of 2021 was, hey, there were some apps like Loom that were left off. And where's GimKit? We need GimKit in the mix, right? Hello. So two of our favorite apps that we also use a lot, I would say, you know, going out to a top five, I would throw Loom in there. I use that daily when I'm making videos and tutorials for teachers and students. And then GimKit, if I want to gamify the classroom, make things fun, if I want to do edu protocols like Fast and Curious, I'm going to be using that tool. And I just love to support a former student, you know, a former high school student. So I guess there's part of that too, that whole like young entrepreneurial support. And quick shout out to the EdTech Rabbi, Michael Cohen, because he's doing that with his initiative. Let's double up. And I think that's really cool. And it's double spelled D-U-B-B-L-E. So definitely check that out. So let us know in the comments which apps you would like to see in our own 2021 March Madness for EdTech.
Scott. You know,
They're
missing Adobe Spark.
That too in Canva.
Yes. Please help us. Please help us with your ideas.
Yeah. So we have some ready to go, but let us know if you have other ones. Is there an app you did not see on here that you want to see featured and to kind of battle it out? Or is there one on this list that you just want to see gone? It doesn't belong and we got to ditch it from the next go round. And then just going into the next item, I'm going to back up here. I'm trying to get to, and of course I can't find it now.
Maybe Joe.
Oh, here it is.
There you go.
Here it is. So the next piece we wanted to talk about here, how about you lead this one, Matthew?
Yeah, so speaking of Flipgrid and March Madness style, there is a Flipgrid Madness, and it's down to, I think, 8 right now, and voting's going on until March 15th, and then you can vote for the top 4, but you can find this at flipgrid.com/Flipgrid Madness. And you can see the Flipgrid videos that we're going to show here in a moment, and you can vote there as well. Again, they're at the engaging 8 right now, and you get to vote for the top 4 that will battle it out. And these are, like, within a minute or two, you're learning some really great tips about Flipgrid. And Scott, I'll have you share. I think you're going to share Randall and Joe and a couple others from the grid.
Yeah, so shout out to Dr. Randall Sampson. Essentially, these educators are paired up against each other. So we have Joe versus Randall with their ideas. And then, let's see, our friend Priscilla Heredia and our friend Stacy Roshan are battling it out. So you'll have to check that out. What was... I'm trying to think. You told me what it was. Here it is. Nope. It's flipgrid.com/Flipgrid Madness is the direct link.
And that's exactly where you are right now. That's
what that's where I am. That's what I was looking for. The item that I lost, and I'll throw it on the screen here.
And voting's on that site too. The link right before that is that actual online form to vote. Again, you have till March 15th to vote, and then you get to see the final 4.
Yeah, and I'm going to pull up that form. Here's what it looks like. So when I was talking about teachers battling it out, we have Katrina and Maria battling it out, both foreign language teachers, and then Priscilla and Stacy battling it out. it's hard when there's friends battling it out. So I can't share who I'm going to vote for. It's a tough one. I'm still not sure on that one. And then we have Milan and Jim, and then our buddies Randall and Joe. You'll have to check those out. They have some really cool ideas. I'll show Joe's real quick.
Okay.
Oh, the audio isn't playing now. I'll just share what he's talking about. He is talking about grid masks. So you'll have to share that out. And then Dr. Randall Sampson is talking about how to use Bitmojis in Flipgrid and also talking about using AR codes in there. So pretty cool stuff. Definitely check those out. And then Flipgrid just keeps bringing it. And they also have the Flipgrid App Smash Madness 2020 from last year. I recommend you check that out. Still really cool. Have some great videos from Amy Storer, Jake Miller. We got the Merrills over here. Here's Stacy Rashawn again. There's Dr. Randall Sampson, D. Lanier, our buddy Alfonso Mendoza, Sean Ford, Priscilla Heredia again, Andy Knieven, and more. So definitely check that out for ideas. And if you're finding that your students are getting kind of tired of the same thing, I recommend this grid because there are a lot of still fresh ideas and little twists that you can do. You want to do video podcasts? This is a great one. Or student podcasting, that's something that just keeps growing and growing. And so I would definitely check that out. And then anything else as we kind of close out, Matthew?
I saw another Flipgrid Madness. This isn't like the ranking tiers, but what they did is there was a tool that you were showing me. What is it? It's Genially. Is that how you say it?
Genially.
Genially. And it's like Genial.ly. But someone made a Flipgrid Madness calendar.
I know who that was. Yeah, that's our friend.
Okay.
From Sailing the Seven Seas, Kathy Krasnowski.
No way. She made
She made that.
What?
I'm pretty sure she made that. Correct me if I'm wrong. And quick shout out while you're trying to share your screen. Here, I probably have to stop sharing. There we go. Shout out to Tyler Keefe. I agree. How can we pick between Randall and Joe?
You can't.
We really can't. It's tough. I actually really like both of those.
Scott, we smash Joe and Randall together, and they're one power.
Combine them?
Yeah.
Like combine. Captain Planet when their powers combine?
Powers combined. I am Captain Planet.
That's pretty good. talk about this one. I'm just like in awe. What does she have going on here?
This is a really neat idea. I really like this even for any teacher PD. So the squares are laid out as the March calendar. So these are the different days of March. And you get some choice here because you can click on a day that you're interested in. But when you click on the plus signs, it's taking you to a resource to learn more about that tip for that day, which I think is a really great way. You have some choice. You have like learning one thing at a time, step by step. This is something as a resource you could always go back to. So I was really impressed with this layout. And I really like the gentle nudge to click on the plus signs with the little pulsing action.
That's really cool. And it does look like I'm right. When you clicked on that flip hunt, it took us to Kathy Krasnowski's website, kersey.com. So
okay,
if you want to follow her, there's her website, and her social media, I believe, is just Kersey as well. So KERSZI, if you want to follow her on Twitter or social media. And there she is. She's great. And I can't remember the official title, but back in 2019, you may remember when we were there at Flipgrid Live, she won like the Flipgrid Teacher of the Year award.
That's right.
Really cool.
That's true.
I remember being super impressed. She had like a super techie shirt that lit up. Do you remember that? That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, I do. That was, yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. So another shout out to Kathy Kurznowski, and don't forget to check out her book, Sailing with the Seven Seas. So it talks a lot about student engagement, and it goes beyond the four C's, and it has a focus primarily on Microsoft products, but a lot about Flipgrid. So let's say you're devoted to Google, right? And you're not going over to the dark side like
I
did.
I'm not going over, Scott.
You're not going over, right? It's like Apple versus Android kind of thing here. Yeah. Well, guess what? You still got to use Flipgrid. Google doesn't have anything close. So still check out the book. There's lots of good things. And I love how they brought in educators from all over the world. So not just here in the U.S. And they're on opposite sides of the U.S. So we got Becky Keen over up in Seattle, Washington. And then Kathy Kurznowski, I believe, in the New Jersey area. So
well, they're on different... Book is Sailing the Seven Seas,
coast to coast. That's it, awesome. Fits right, yes, and then right. you're global, so yeah. Being Portuguese and sailing and all of that, like learning my ancestral history, you know, with like Henry the Navigator sailing, you know, the seas, not the seven seas though, you know, has a deeper meaning to me. It's very cool culturally as well for myself. So check it out and let us know what you think. And if there's a topic you want us to cover on the podcast, let us know that as well. Follow us on social media together at tntedtech.com. And where can they follow you on social media, Matthew?
At Matt EdTech Coach.
And you can follow me right here, Mr. Noons Teach, on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and you can follow me on LinkedIn, but I'm not there at Mr. Noons Teach, just Scott Noons on LinkedIn. And I've been doing more on LinkedIn. I really like it. I think Twitter is probably my favorite, and okay, then probably LinkedIn or Voxer, right? I haven't gone over to the dark side and picked up an Apple device to join in on Clubhouse. Although, like, I'm this close. I actually went down to Costco a couple weeks ago to go buy an iPad. And wow, then I was reminded why I don't have one. They cost so much. So, oh,
goodness. There, wait till around Easter time. There's usually some good deals or incentives or certificates, like a gift card to the store.
Yes, yes. And definitely let us know on social media what you want to hear for our next episode. We have some ideas, but we want to hear from you, our listeners. And I keep pushing Matthew to do an Internet of Things episode. So laying it on thick, Matthew, and let us know if that's something you want to hear more about. If you're not sure what the Internet of Things is, what's a quick little tidbit about it, Matthew? What is it, essentially?
They're connected devices to the internet in your home that can assist you with normal living in a home situation, such as lights and doors or asking questions.
That's pretty sweet. So quick question on that.
Yeah.
If I set up an Octoprint and it connects to Wi-Fi and I could view it on my cell phone or wherever I go, like with my 3D printer, right? Is that part of the Internet of Things? Or is that something different?
No. So I would say Internet of Things is also something in your home that you could control that's connected to the web and you could control with an app when you're not at home. So I would consider it Internet of Things.
Okay. Hey, that is cool. So let us know. Matthew is like the hidden expert on that, like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. You don't want to see his kung fu moves. Quick shout out to Matthew. Like, people drive hours to our local
community college.
Our local community college. I kid you not, to attend his course. And Sylvia Lua, shout out to my former coworker. She said, it sounds interesting. Smart bulbs are kind of not so smart.
Oh, well, you can talk about how how sometimes they can outsmart us, but we can outsmart them too.
Ooh, there you go. There you go. So it's not you, Sylvia. It's the device, and we're going to help you figure that out. So definitely. Sounds good. Don't forget to listen to the TNT Ad Tech podcast on the podcast player of your choice. So Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast. There's so many of them. We're on all of them. And if you don't see it, please let us know right away so we can fix that. Maybe there's a drop link or something. And
Scott, yeah. I just wanted to share also our show notes are the text part of any podcast player when you look at an episode. So if you're curious about a link or something that we talked about, we have those in our show notes.
Yeah, great reminder. And if you like the podcast, head on over to Apple Podcasts. Give us a shout out. Let us know what you think about the podcast. Give us an objective review, right? We definitely want to know. We're definitely open to constructive criticism as well. That's A-okay by us. But we'd love to hear from you, because that helps us get better and helps us provide content that you like and enjoy. And thanks so much for listening. And you can also check us out at
www.tntedtech.com. Thank you for listening to the TNT EdTech podcast. You can follow us on any podcast player of your choice. Also on Twitter at TNT EdTech. Follow us on the web at www.tntedtech.com.